Back in the very, very early days of human rights, during the mid-19th century in America, there were two stalwart figures on the front lines, and that would be Frederick Douglass and Susan B. Anthony. What many Americans don't realize is that they were familiar with each other, in fact, very good friends during the fight against slavery. That is the story of The Agitators, being presented by Falcon Theater in Newport, March 20th through April the 4th. And joining me is the actor who portrays Frederick Douglass, and that's Elliot Young. Welcome, Elliot.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Now, this is a story many Americans don't know about. They know about Frederick Douglass. They know about Susan B. Anthony. But very few people realize that this Quaker woman and this escaped slave have been friends during the course of the anti-slavery movement.
Yeah, that's not a relationship that many people talk about. But absolutely, Frederick Douglass and Susan B. Anthony were very good friends. And I think one of the reasons why they had such a great connection was because freedom, justice, and equality was their bottom line. You know, and that's really what made the relationship rocky yet affectionate, because Frederick was always on the front lines as a social reformer for Black people in America. And of course, Susan B. Anthony was probably the poster for women's suffrage at that time. And she did everything in her power to make sure women had the right to vote, but also that women were treated just as fairly as men in America. So I think the fact they both had a passion for freedom was what created the connection between the two.
Of course, the biggest thing that brought them together initially was abolitionism.
Absolutely. So yes, Frederick Douglass, of course, was an abolitionist. Of course, he came from slavery and became this incredible social reformist. But also Susan B. Anthony was a abolitionist as well, who in the play asks Frederick Douglass, what can I do as a white woman in America to help abolish slavery? You know, it keeps me up at night. What can I do? It bothers me. And that's really what triggers the relationship to begin with. You know, the fact that this woman is willing to sacrifice the privilege that she has for the sake of humanity. So, yeah, absolutely. Frederick Douglass and Susan B. Anthony bonded on that.
Now, they had a great deal of mutual respect for each other. As you said, she asked, what could she do? And they actually conferred frequently regarding what the abolitionist movement was about and how they could fulfill their individual roles. Do you think that perhaps her background as a Quaker contributed to her openness, or do you think this was just a very, very special woman?
I think it was a combination of both. You know, I think that she was brought up being taught that all men and women are created equally, but there was also something inside of Susan B. Anthony that just fueled the desire to see those as equals. You know, she felt that she had a responsibility as a human being to fight against injustice. And of course, that probably came from her upbringing. But I think there are special people in this world that just feel a special responsibility to make things right. Now, I can go down a list of so many incredible, you know, civil rights leaders and politicians who just felt a personal responsibility to make things right when they saw that they were wrong.
And Frederick Douglass was very unique in his approach because he was an escaped slave. Many escaped slaves wanted as much as possible to disappear so that people wouldn't be able to find them. But he came to the forefront of the abolitionist movement as a public speaker.
Absolutely. I think that Frederick Douglass, coming from the experience that he came from, also like Susan B. Anthony, felt this personal responsibility, but there was an extra motivation there because he was a slave. And with the education that he garnered over the years, I think that Frederick Douglass realized that it was his duty to shed light on the injustices of slavery because he had firsthand experience. And I think that is something that we can all learn from. Like the saying goes, if you know better, do better. Frederick Douglass was a man who knew better. He was so educated. He had to fight for his education. And then when he obtained that education, I think he felt a personal responsibility to use that to shed light on the injustices of slavery.
Now, the title of the play, The Agitators, obviously refers a lot to their work in the abolitionist movement. But it also kind of gives a little bit of the deeper character to the relationship that they had. They weren't just always hunky-dory, buddy-buddy.
Not at all. And this is the reason why The Agitators is such a great play. Because on one hand, Frederick Douglass was all about freedom for Black people, specifically Black men, because at one time he supported the 15th Amendment, which allowed Black men to vote, but it didn't allow women to vote. And that, of course, created a clash between him and Susan B. Anthony, who was all about women having the right to vote. So, interestingly enough, though, I do want to bring this up. This play actually falls on the anniversary of women's suffrage and the ratification of the 19th Amendment. So that in itself is a reminder of how much more we need to grow as a country. It's only been 100 years since women have had the right to vote.
Well, and it's also only been 35 years since technically African-American women have had the right
exactly.
to vote.
Exactly. Of course, going back to the tension that we spoke on between Susan B. Anthony and Frederick Douglass, on one hand, Frederick Douglass feels a duty to make sure that Black men are seen just as valuable as any other man. And he's willing to momentarily push women to the side to get that opportunity, whereas Susan B. Anthony is the complete opposite. She wants women to be treated just as fairly as men. And even though freedom, justice, and equality is their bottom line, they disagree on that one discrepancy. So I think that is what creates that tension from the beginning of the play to the end of the play.
Is this a tension that you see as something prevalent even in today's culture?
Absolutely. I think that this is an issue that we will see prevalent in American culture for a long time, simply because everyone's experience, especially Black Americans' experience, is different than the experience of any white person in America. Obviously, there are certain privileges that white women get that Black men don't get or may never get in America. But, you know, since we do live in a chauvinist society, there have been a lot of Black American men who have essentially adopted some of the philosophies of chauvinism, unfortunately. So that's always going to produce a little bit of tension, I think. And I think that if we work towards fixing that, we can be better as Americans as a whole.
Of course, there's always a difference between what the law says and what society practices. Does that come up in the course of this play?
Oh, absolutely. The issue of slavery is brought up throughout this entire play. And there was a time, obviously, when slavery was legal. And there's also a portion of this play where, again, women cannot vote. It is legal to prohibit women from voting. And Susan B. Anthony is a person who says, just because the law says that I'm not allowed to vote or that I shouldn't vote, doesn't mean I'm not going to do everything in my power to break that law. That connects to even during the Civil Rights Movement. Dr. King spoke about breaking unjust laws. We have a moral responsibility to break unjust laws. Just because it's legal doesn't mean it's right.
Now, you share the stage with Kat Cook, who plays Susan B. Anthony, and yes, it's just the two of you.
It's just the two of us. So obviously, in a two-person play, the energy always has to be up. There always has to be that constant chemistry to keep the play going. So it's a great challenge as an actor, but I embrace the challenge. It's fun. I know for a fact that acting alongside someone like Kat Cook is definitely going to up my game on the stage. So I'm really excited about people seeing this. And also the fact that it's about these two incredible figures, it's really going to keep people's attention. Even though there's only two people on stage, it's going to keep people excited about what's going to happen next, because these two figures are so fascinating. Just seeing them have this exchange is exciting, because we never even knew that these two people knew each other. And to see this incredible play that reflects this relationship that we didn't know about, I think it's going to keep people engaged.
The script keeping you on your toes is one thing, but the director is a whole other instance. And in this case, it's someone, a name that a lot of our listeners may be used to hearing in the role of an actor.
Yes. So the director of this show is Darnell Pierre Benjamin. He's an incredible actor. He's been so active here in the Tri-State for a long time, especially in the Cincinnati area. I know just about anyone who has seen shows at Cincy Shakes or The Know has seen Darnell. So he's an incredible artist, and he's got the director hat on this time around. And he's just great to work with. He makes the actors around him better. He challenges us. And I think that's going to be evident when the show opens.
Obviously, you and Kat have had to do a lot of research into your characters. And that's a great thing about doing a play based on historical characters, is you've got a great deal of information to rely on. Have you learned anything new about Frederick Douglass that you hadn't known before?
Yes, I actually learned, or relearned rather, about Frederick Douglass's mother. I remember in college, I read so much about him. He had a few autobiographies, actually, but there's a line in the script that allowed me to relearn about the struggles of Frederick's mom. She was a woman who would walk 12 miles at night just to cuddle with her son every night, and then she would have to walk back to the plantation before sunup, where she would be punished, of course, whipped. So that was something that she did not only out of love for her son, but in defiance against the slave master who hated Frederick for reasons that are a little too complicated for me to even start to talk about on the radio. But that just kind of reminded me of the sacrifices that so many Black women make, like my mother and my grandmother and my aunts, just women that constantly make sacrifices and are constantly pushed to the side, but they are the ones that have to take care of everybody else. So that was something that really struck a chord with me, and just learning about his mother just kind of reminded me about my own family and the sacrifices that people make. and the thankless work that people do.
Well, I'd like to thank this evening's guest, Elliot Young, who plays Frederick Douglass in the Falcon Theater production of The Agitators, which runs March 20th through April the 4th. For more information on The Agitators and the remainder of the Falcon Theater season, please be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Jim Stump.